Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 50 of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, and today I have an episode that I call Make It Clear. I'm going to talk to you about five simple invoice tips that will not only improve the efficiency of your accounts payable department, it will also improve your vendor relations. So you'll get double bang, if you will. So the five tactics: improve your AP efficiency and effectiveness, make life a little bit easier for your AP staff, and then we will also, by doing these things over time, you'll improve your vendor relations. So let's get started. At the end of the day, all your vendor wants is to get paid. So let's, number one, make it clear to them where to send the invoice. It's a complaint that many vendors have. They don't know where to send the invoice, so that begins the trouble. So right off the bat, right out of the gate, they're in trouble in getting paid fast. So what do I mean by telling them where to send the invoice? I mean, tell them exactly. If you have a postal address, which I'm sure you do, give it to them. But don't just make it 123 Main Street. Make it 123 Main Street, attention accounts payable. Or 123 Main Street, attention room 405. Make it very specific. So if they are still sending your invoices by mail, it will get exactly where it belongs, and it won't take an extra day or two to get there. Of course, by now you should have all set up an email address, a separate email address to be used for nothing but getting invoices. And the reason for this is that right now, most invoices are sent by email. Over 60%, in fact, are sent this way, and even more will be as time goes on. And then last but not least, don't forget to set up a fax number that your vendors can use to send invoices. This should be a fax number that is used only for invoices, and the way you can guard against that is put the fax machine somewhere remote in the accounts payable department so no one else, maybe in another department, is tempted to give that fax number and then go over and grab their fax and then take a few of your invoices with them. Best yet, marry that fax number to an e-fax facility that converts those paper faxes, into email documents, and then you don't have to worry about somebody walking off with them. So tell them precisely where to send those invoices. Make it clear so that there is no misunderstanding about where to send them. And make sure, by the way, when you make it clear, that you make it clear to the right person. Okay, you want to make sure that the person sending the invoice is the one who knows where they should be sending it. The next make it clear has to do with the formats you accept. Now, obviously, if they're mailing you an invoice through the mail, there's only one format. But if you are accepting invoices by email, let them know whether you can accept PDFs. Let them know whether you can take Excel spreadsheets. Let them know whether you can take Word documents. By letting them know and making it clear, you may make their life a little bit easier so they don't have to go through all sorts of crazy formatting. So make sure they know exactly what formats you can accept. And if for some reason you can't accept one, well, let them know that also. Okay, it won't make them real happy, but let them know. Now, the next issue is a really important one to the accounts payable space, to your folks processing invoices, and that is make it clear to them that you only want one copy of that invoice, okay? You want only one copy. Now, many of your suppliers, in fact, our research shows that about 80% of vendors are now committing this sin, if you will, of sending multiple copies of invoices. And our research also shows that about 16% extra invoices do this. So you want to let the vendor know. where to send it, what format you can accept it in, and also that you only want one copy. So you need to make sure that whoever is sending that invoice understands you only want one copy and what email address to send it to. You don't want it both paper and email. That's another issue. And the way to make sure that they do this, by the way, is to pay them on time. Because many of your vendors will be using an automated system, and once your payment is a few days past due, it automatically sends out another invoice. And it's cheap, it's easy for them to do, so make sure they understand. You want one copy, and you'll pay them on time. Also, you need to look in your own house and make sure that none of your employees are telling your vendors, you know what, yeah, I know AP says send it to them, but send me a copy also. One copy. So make it clear. Make it clear. One copy, where to send it, what formats you will accept it in. The next issue has to do with all those tedious calls that you get in accounts payable. Did you get my invoice? Make it clear that you received it. Don't leave it up to them to call to find out. So how can you do this? Well, you could have an automated email that goes out that says, we got your invoice and we're processing it for payment. If you're using invoice automation, this feature may be built into your automation module. And if it is, make sure it's turned on. Okay, some people will turn it off. Now, even if you've got it turned on, make sure you're sending that notice to the right place, to the right person. If you're sending it to the email address that originally sent you the email, that might not be any good, okay? Because that might be one of these do not reply emails, email addresses where a whole ton of stuff went out and nobody looks at what comes back. If you get a bounced email in response to one of your emails that says we got your email, then look into it. Did the person leave? Find out, get the right address, the right email address to send that notification to. So let them know that you got their invoice. Once they know that you've got their invoice, then they won't be calling you or sending you emails saying, did you get my invoice? Make it clear to them that you got the invoice. And one last tip. At the end of the day, what your vendors want to know is when they can expect to be paid. They'd like to be paid earlier rather than later. We all know that's not going to happen. But let them know when they're going to be paid. So if you possibly can, when you send that invoice back that says, we got your invoice, you can add a second sentence to that that says, we expect your payment will go out on such and such a date. Well, you should be paid within 30 days of receiving this notification. Let them know. Make it clear to them so they don't feel that they have to keep calling or emailing you to find out. Okay? So make it clear. Make it clear where they can send the invoice, what format they need to send the invoices in or they can send it, where, what email address, when they can expect payment, and make it clear that you got the invoice. By making this clear up front and sending those notifications, giving that information to the right person, what you'll do is you'll eliminate some of those annoying calls that come into accounts payable, and you'll make the vendor happy. You'll make their life a little bit easier. Now, sometimes people say, well, that's all wonderful. That's great. But how can I let them know this? Well, there are several ways. Number one, and the one that I like the best, is that when you first set up the relationship, you want to set the relationship up on the right foot, so to speak. Send out a vendor welcome letter or a vendor welcome packet. Now, at the end of the day, even though this is a recommended best practice, we know from some of our surveys at AP Now that not many companies do this. To say that one third of all companies do it might even be a slight exaggeration. So if you're not sending a welcome letter or a vendor packet out, make sure you do. You might want to consider doing it. And you might also want to think about who gets this, okay? Because maybe somebody in sales gets it, and actually somebody in billing or somebody in AR needs this information. So you want to make sure your information gets to the right place. If you're having a lot of problems with this when you send out your annual letter or send out an annual letter, and you might reiterate some of this stuff in. And lastly, if you're getting like invoices sent to the wrong place a lot, and I know a lot of you are, then take the time to pick up the phone and call your vendors individually and let them know. And, you know, you do it, you want to do it in a polite way. So in order to improve the efficiency in our accounts payable department, get rid of some non-value-added work, and improve vendor relations. Okay, so three benefits, if you will. You want to make it clear. Make it clear where they should send the information, the formats that you'll accept the information, where to send it, how to send it. That you want to make it clear that you got the invoice and let them know when they can be paid. Okay, that's it for me today talking about invoices. Thank you for listening to the AP Now podcast. If you like what you heard, we hope you'll pass on our web address, www.ap-now.com. You'll subscribe to the series, you'll leave us a good rating, and we hope you'll share this with your friends and your colleagues. Be sure to check out other episodes of this podcast and follow us on Twitter at Accounts Payable to be alerted to new episodes. Sign up for our twice-a-week e-zine at www.ap-now.com. I hope to see you again on another AP Now podcast. Best of luck.